Welcome to God's Acre on the Go, a worship podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. To learn about the life of our church, our in-person ministries, and the virtual connections and offerings available, please visit us at www.godsacre.org. Now, wherever you are, wherever you are going, we welcome you to worship.
Good morning, church family. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to God's Acre on the Go. We thank you for tuning in. This morning, we have the Reverend Kibbe Laird offering a message on the woman at the well in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John. As we prepare, though, to receive the word today, I want to just invite you to settle in and enjoy our anthem this morning, I Can Only Imagine, shared by our very own Jen Kane Patterson.
Only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
Friends, our gospel text today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, selected verses. Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by the journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria. Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come back. The woman answered him, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you are right in saying you have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you are with now is not your husband. What you have said is true. The woman said to him, sir, I see you are a prophet. Jesus said to her, you worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. And when he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. And Jesus said to her, I am he, the one who is speaking to you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we know what it feels like. We know how good it feels to be accepted and embraced. And we know the pain of rejection and being ignored. Open our eyes and ears this morning to hear a difficult text. And by some miracle of your grace, transform these ordinary words into words that are tailor-made for each and every one of us. Pour through me the gift of preaching, that these words might become life-giving, life-transforming, and we know that they will, for we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In August, in the Tokyo Olympics, one particular storyline caught my eye. It was not about a gold medal for the United States. In fact, it was about a mistake, a heartbreak, really, and a fall. American runner Isaiah Jewett, who was favored to win, was just about to clinch second place in the men's 800 meters when he got entangled with Botswana's Nigel Amos, who was coming up behind him, and they both fell down hard on the track. Something about the Olympic spirit made Isaiah get up, and then he helped his competitor Nigel up, and they both jogged arm in arm to finish the race. While Jewett didn't win the silver medal, he did win the hearts of folks around the world. And what is life about if it's not about helping another person get back up who has fallen? I keep every church planning calendar I've ever had since the beginning of my ministry 20 years ago, and they don't look like much all lined up together, but each page represents a month of too many meetings, lots of phone calls, and wonderful worship services. And what stands out most to me after all of these years are the times when I've been blessed to reach out and help families and individuals back to their feet who have been knocked down by life. There are the obvious cases, of course, death of a loved one or illness. But then there's the things you don't see coming, diagnosis of a child with a learning disability or more baffling of all, when our kids crawl in a hole and refuse to tell us what's wrong, or when they go skidding off the rails and we can't seem to reach them. But other times, the blows are health-related. We get very bad news from the doctor, or our spouse is going in for surgery suddenly, or one of the greatest blows of all, when our parents die. We need help. Maybe not the kind of help you call 911 for, but we need help all the less. And we need to know that we're going to be okay at a time when we feel both alone and vulnerable. You will remember that this past spring, we trained a new class of Stephen ministers. Right now, we have about 35 Stephen ministers, and 15 or so are still waiting for care receivers. Among us, we haven't seen everything that can challenge you in life, but collectively, we've seen a lot. The Stephen Ministry motto, which I love, is Christ caring for people through people. And that's exactly what Stephen ministers do. I bring this up because there are three words that come into my inbox as a pastor every single day. Every single day since March of 2020. The words come in the form of newsletters, podcasts, and invitations to Zoom webcasts. And I bet you can guess what they are. Stress, anxiety, and depression. Now, I know that New Canaan's town motto seems to be that we are practically perfect in every way, just like Mary Poppins said. But I want you to consider these statistics that just came out from Lower Fairfield County. That's right, Lower Fairfield County. Since the pandemic, 41% of adults have reported suffering from anxiety or depression or both. That number is up 2 times since before the pandemic. Anxiety has been the greatest mental health concern for youth during COVID. 43% of our youth and young adults are currently suffering from anxiety. The CDC reports since COVID, suicide is the second leading cause of death in young adults ages 10 to 35. And those who have been bullied, experienced violence, or sexual assault, and those who are LGBTQIA+, are 3 times as likely to attempt taking their lives. Finally, every few weeks when I'm reading the obituaries in the paper and see a young person whose cause of death isn't mentioned, one has to wonder if it was drug and alcohol abuse. COVID has hit those who struggle with drug and alcohol abuse particularly hard. Friends, I say this to you in the most loving and pastoral way I know how. We need to talk more about mental health and wellness. We need to talk more about it in our families. We need to talk more about it with our friends. We need to talk more about it in our church. We need to talk more about it in our town. It's simply too important to ignore. Because around us every single day are folks who are struggling silently. Every single day, if we believe these numbers, we are walking past friends, loved ones, colleagues, and folks we know who are struggling with stress, anxiety, and depression. I want you to know, of course, that Chapin and I are here, and Kelly and Eric are here to help. And if you need help or someone you love needs help, we will do everything in our power to get you the resources that you need. This church is your spiritual home, and there is no judgment here. There is only love. And the stakes are just too high. We cannot leave people down on the ground. Our Bible story this morning is about a woman who has all the makings of someone who has been knocked down by life. She was, let's face it, an outsider. She was a Samaritan, strike one. She was a woman, strike two. And she was a fallen woman who has had 5 husbands and is now living with some guy, strike three. And the fact that Jesus talks to her at all is nothing short of a miracle. A scandal, I mean. So here she is in the middle of the day, 12 noon to be exact, when no one else is out there, going to the well to get water. She has a bucket balanced on her head, and she sees a man there, a Jew, by the look of him, and he asks her for water. She is a Samaritan, not a Jew, but she knows that the Jews don't like the Samaritans, and she knows that speaking to him and giving him water will break the Jewish laws. And yet, they begin a conversation. Jesus is alone. The disciples are off getting food. And right here in the fourth chapter of John, with no one else watching, Jesus has the longest recording dialogue in the Gospels. Jesus and the Samaritan woman cover an awful lot of ground in 42 verses. She doesn't have a husband. She's had five. The man she's living with now is not her husband. Now, I know you're thinking of Elizabeth Taylor with all of the diamonds and the purple eyes, but this is not a pretty scene. Women in the ancient world cannot divorce their husbands, so this means that this woman has been turned down and left to fend for herself five times. And that likely means that she has been made to sell herself to a man who refuses to marry her. And just then, after Jesus has told her everything about her past and has laid it out there for everyone to see, the woman asks who he is. Is he a prophet? Is he the Messiah? And lo and behold, Jesus answers her truthfully. I am. I am the Messiah. The one who sees you fully and loves you still. Friends, in the coming weeks, it is very likely that you will see someone who has fallen down or been knocked down by life. And I want you to ask yourself, are you going to keep running or are you going to stop and give them a hand and have a conversation so we can all finish the race? Sometime life is measured by gold medals that we accumulate and all the dollars that we earned. But other times, life is measured by the lives that we save and the fact that we have helped someone else finish the race with grace and dignity. Sometimes, what we remember most are the times we helped someone up, a friend, a colleague, a loved one, and together limped arm in arm across the finish line. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, at Horeb you brought water forth from a rock, and at Sychar Jesus came to drink from water, Jacob's well. There are times in our lives when we thirst for meaning and other times when we are lost and we just thirst to be found. Today, you proclaim that you see us fully and you love us still. And that is living water indeed, to be fully known and fully loved. Hear our prayers today for those who are in pain. We pray for those who feel overwhelmed by life, for those who are anxious about what the future may bring, and all those living in this time of COVID who feel depression and isolation, stress and anxiety. May they persevere with patience and strength, and may you help us reach out to those we love, those we work with, and those we see who have fallen down and need a helping hand to regain dignity and their place in life. We pray now for those who are closest to us, including lifting up before you our own needs. Hear now our silent prayers. Hear and receive our prayers, O God, and hear and receive also those prayers that we are too timid to utter. As Jesus taught his own disciples, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, go in peace. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Worship on the Go. To support this podcast and the ministries of our church, please consider making a contribution by clicking the Give button in the top right on our website, www.godsacre.org, or within today's email. God bless you and have a wonderful week.